There you go, you got green.
You're ready, it's recording.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. The flag for the use for the pledge is that little flag over by the fireman's helmet in the back there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, I will pass the meeting off to our moderator, Seal Hunt. Seal, you want to take it?
Will do. I'll read the warning. The legal voters of the town of Fairhaven, Vermont, are hereby notified and warned to meet at the Fairhaven Post, number 49, Legion Building, 72 South Main Street, in the town of Fairhaven on Tuesday, June 10th, 2025, between the hours of 10 o'clock and the forenoon a.m., at which time the polls will open, and 7 o'clock in the afternoon, at which time the polls will close, to vote by Australian following Article 1. Shall general obligation bonds or notes for $5,000, such indebtedness subject to reduction from the receipt of available state and federal grants in aid, to be issued for the purpose of financing the cost of acquisition and construction of a public works garage, including a salt shed, the estimated cost of such improvements being $1,475,000. Any questions, comments on Article 1? All right, there you go.
I'm just reading the part of indebtedness subject to reduction from the receipt of available state and federal aid grants and
Grants.
aid. Are there available federal grants and aid?
Go ahead, Joe.
So I'm gonna stand up. Right now, I don't know of any, but we're constantly looking for these grants. So we're always on the lookout to reduce the debt of the town.
Okay.
Yes.
Right now, best of your knowledge, there's nothing.
Oh,
Nothing.
yeah, a lot has been cut over the last 6, 8 months, so it's tough. It's tough going.
Joe, did you want to show the pictures of the old?
Oh, sure. So it's forgive my jury-rigged screen, but it was the best I can do with my old projector. For those of you who haven't been to the existing town facility, the DPW barn, this building was built back in the 1930s. I think it's four bays, and the roof leaks pretty badly. It's really just an outdated facility for the amount of equipment that we currently have, and it's just way too small to accommodate what we have. These pictures just kind of it's just typical of what we're looking at, right? So here's the ceiling. There's no dry, it's not drywalled. That's just straight up your insulation. And you can see the watermarks where the roof was leaking there. And there's only a couple of these. So again, there's the roof. This picture I wanted to show how tight it is inside this building. So that's our front loader. And there's about a foot there between the top of the loader and then the support beam. So there's not a lot of room to work.
We can't hear.
Oh, can you hear me now? Okay, so there's not a lot of room between the top of the loader and the roof. So I just wanted to kind of show that. So this is the changing room. These are the lockers. You see the clothes in the back corner there, and then where we store the some other things like stop signs, barrels, materials. It's really not the best spot to have our employees changing and then storing their uniforms. But again, it's what we got. It's what we're working with. Again, this is just the ceiling. We've already seen two of these. And there's our bay doors. Not big enough. I mean, they accommodated that front loader, but really not big enough to accommodate much else than that. I don't. Does the tandem fit into the garage, Nate?
It will hold that metal bay for the the bigger one.
Yeah.
That's it. Only one bigger piece of equipment. So it's either the loader, the mine trucker, or the big one. So I.
So we can only fit one piece of big equipment in the garage at one time.
Yeah.
Let's see what else I got. Oh, and that's our break room. There's a picnic table with it also doubles as storage for some parts and equipment. And whatever is on that pallet, that's where we load and unload some things. So the guys have done a nice job with working with what they had, but it's really, the facility is about 100 years old, and it's time to replace it. Anything else? Any other questions? Can I answer anything?
How many years ago should it have been replaced, Jay? 20 years ago.
I wouldn't argue with that. No, that's true.
Okay. I'm looking at this picture here of the garage area. The guard building, the National Guard building. Who's going to be responsible for cleaning this? I know it will probably never look like that. I mean, is it going to be kept? I mean, the 20th phase, things and the floor clean so nobody's slipping and on oil and all that stuff. I'm just wondering who's going to be responsible for the daily routine maintenance, if you want to call it, on the facility.
Yep. I was going to. So this is the point that I think all of the board has made to us, to Nate, to myself, and to the staff. We take that very seriously. And if the town of Fairhaven does provide us with the funds to buy this, we will take very good care of your. Nate has already made it a point to his staff that this isn't going to happen. This is the way to let this go.
I personally don't think there'll be a problem. I think the guys will take care of it because I think you've got respect for you. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. There's a lot of space up there to be used rather than town maintenance.
So right now, the only we have a lot of equipment at Public Works. So right now, the only real use we see is using it for DPW. We want to get all of that expensive equipment. These are six-figure pieces of equipment we want to keep inside, and I don't know if there's going to be extra room for other pieces.
Was there another office space in that building?
There is office space. There's kind of a lot of office space. I guess we'll wait and see what it looks like. But right now, it's only Public Works that we're anticipating moving up there.
And there are technically only two offices. Well, it's not like somebody said to me as they were doing the tour, oh, is the entire town offices going to move in here? One, that's out of the way. It's not convenient for people to walk to. And two, there really are only two offices in that.
They're not very large.
The offices aren't very large.
But yeah. But the rooms are where they store.
The break rooms.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Did you have any pictures?
And tax-wise, what's the anticipated weight per taxpayer? I mean,
that's the question I knew was coming, Joe.
Yeah, thank you for asking that question.
Okay.
I calculated this number based on the budget that we're in today, right? Because things change year to year. Mm-hmm. But based on the budget that was approved in the year we're in, if you had a home valued at $200,000, your additional tax would be $100 a year, give or take. You know, don't quote me on 100, but it will be in that range. Yep, so about 25 bucks a quarter.
Okay.
The other way you look at it, if you were to build a building, it would be $600 a year under taxes. Because it costs you $6 million.
Can I say something? I don't know if any of you are familiar with the town of Fort Anne, Washington County.
I'm going to talk a couple little louder.
Washington 149, where they're building that new facility, is shared by Washington County and the town of Fort Anne. $13 million.
Yes. I was talking to Woody Taggart this afternoon, and he was telling me what. It's just unbelievable. And this is a bargain. People are down. I just wish we had more out on the street. So, I mean, more appetite or something. I think a lot of people don't realize they're looking. It's a deal of a lifetime.
Lorraine?
So let's say we got eight bucks. What's there now, will that be able to be torn down and be able to sell that piece of property? I know it's in the flood zone. There's not much to do with it.
We're hoping that something like that happens.
In the short term, though, the plan is to use the building for some good, right?
The police car.
We still store, there's garage where the buses used to be kept. The police cars are there. I wonder, because of the floodplain it's in and the fact that it's not a greenfield site, whether we could get much more. I think we're better off keeping it and not selling it for the time being. And I think that's, well, I don't want to speak for the whole board, but most of it is we'll get the move and we'll keep it for the time being. The most that I've heard so far is because with everything we're doing with recreation and everything down there, they're going to do something with a walking path somewhere further down. But is there some opportunity to maybe do something, tie in there with rec, maybe?
I can see taking the old garage.
Yeah.
Over the buses, the old bus garage.
That's in pretty good shape.
Said I could see taking it down and putting something, you know, whatever you can do with it.
Right. Oh, and even that old lean-to, I think you had a picture, if not in here, of the salt shed that's almost falling over. Yeah. When the new salt, that's got to come down. But there's probably going to stay, and there's no real effort that I've heard of to take and sell that.
Well, I'm sure if someone come along and wanted it, it would be a big.
They made us an offer we couldn't refuse.
Well, if it's in the floodplain,
I don't think they could. Afford to.
Some people buy stuff like that just to have this neighboring property to walk on, put the knives on, anything like that. I mean, there's a market and stuff like that. It's not a big market, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where we used to take the kids in sixth grade down to the kayak. We put in the we put them in the right there. Okay.
On the salt ship. Is that going to be large enough for salt and sand?
I'm getting a no from Nate.
Okay, because I didn't know if we were going to separate it or division it up and have sand. So.
What was the plan, Nate? Did you guys come down to something?
The plan is going to be a better couple of white balls. That's why we're playing. It's 87 long. 27.
Yeah, I think it was 27 by 80.
27 by 80.
And it was the box.
Not white.
What wouldn't be the whole book?
It was the box. The block type, the trusses.
Yeah.
Similar to the one that's down at 40 and also on 149.
So they could finish later, they could have added on the side of it.
There's always possibilities.
It just makes things easier. It seems.
because the sand is kind of going away a lot anyway. We're trying not to, a lot of these places are trying to avoid the sand with the cleanup and the hazardous waste part of it. So that's down the road.
Got a good solution.
Nate, do we heat the Old Town Garage?
We heat it?
Heat it.
Yes.
Okay.
The bus bar and the current counter.
Because I know they have cold storage down at the new location. And then I think the guy that was there giving the tour was talking about it is pricey to heat that building. That would be an expense, but...
Well,
I mean, we're already heating it now down there. Any other questions? Comments? Seeing none? Yep. You can report. To Fairhaven Post 49 Legion, 72 South Main Street in the town of Fairhaven on Tuesday, June 2025, between the hours of 10 a.m. and between 7 p.m. in the afternoon, at which time polls will close to vote by Australian ballot upon the following article of business. I'm done.
If there are no other questions, I take it that's your way of throwing that back to me to say I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would motion to adjourn.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for coming and asking the question.